been shown to all mankind, and the way so clear, like a long straight highway, points the way for all to travel all through this life, and the journey to heaven has already been finished and given to us. Oh, family and earth, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, a heavenly family, little children, strangers and pilgrims, all gathered together, made one blood, the love of God. Grace through Jesus has pointed the way to the fullness of God. Shalala, shalala, holy, shalala, 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 know our Father was the purpose of Jesus to lead us into our full inheritance, to bring forth His kingdom in all the earth, that God might dwell and live in His people. Now I know the secret of my Father, which is to bring forth His family in the world. Shalalara, lelelai ho, shalalai ho, shalalai. The yoke that's easy, the burden that's light, brought forth by Jesus, the heavenly light. Oh, substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtain good report by their faith. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Father God spoke them into existence by faith. Abel offered unto God more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he, being dead yet speaketh, his blood cries out from the ground. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. Ooh. Far before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, to please Him. For he that cometh and diligently seeking my faith in His Word. My faith, Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen. Saving of all his house by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteous, which is by faith. He believed God in things not yet seen. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tents, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him, all the same promise, for he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God, our Father. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even a one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars in the sky, in multitude and as the sand which is by the seashore. All died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Truly, if they had been mindful of what country from whence they came out. They might not have had an opportunity to have returned to their own country, but now they desire a better country that is in heavenly, where forgotten is not ashamed to be called their God, or yet prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac unto God. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which also he received him as a figure by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, when Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped him, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones, that he might carry them with him into the land of promise. By faith, Moses, his 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, they were not afraid of the king's commandments. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called rather to suffer affliction to the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. And respect under the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. The Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn faith they paced through the Red Sea as by dry ground, which the Egyptians are saying to do word round, all word round, from the least to the greatest. My faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days, my faith, and Joshua blew the trumpet. My faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more can I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, to tell of Gideon, Gideon, Barak and Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samson, Samuel, and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdom, brought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of hungry lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life, and others were tortured, non-accepting that they might obtain a better resurrection in obedience to God. Others had trials of cruel mocking and scourging, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. Were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain, with a sword they wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us